Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 170, and I will apologise, I have missed a couple of days, but today we are going to just touch a little bit on leadership and how do we show up when it comes to leadership. So I had a conversation today with some peers, and a really big topic that came up for me particularly, but also for a lot of people that I do tend to deal with, was all around confidence and worthiness. So, you know, sometimes people say to me, you know, I really struggle with telling people my story or about my product or about my service, and when it comes down to it, I seem to stumble and my words don't seem to come out right. And then also how they feel that when they do share, that some people may not understand what they're talking about or what they're meaning, and it can then hurt their their self or their self-esteem, in a sense. So really that's what I wanted to touch on today. Worthiness to me is partly to do with confidence, but a lot of it is to do with self-esteem itself. And it can be quite deep. So I do tread lightly when talking about this subject, because not everybody can handle or is ready even for what I call constructive feedback or constructive coaching. Sometimes it can come across a little bit harsh, but it's only harsh if one isn't ready to hear what the coach has to say. So self-acceptance, is part of esteem. Learning to be self-responsible, assertive, living purposefully. So every day living purposefully, you know, knowing what your purpose is, knowing yourself, knowing your strengths, knowing your weaknesses, living on purpose. You hear people speak of being on purpose. So that's, you know, clear of all obstructions, and living to the highest ability that you have, or that in that point in time. Integrity is another big thing when it comes to worthiness or one's confidence, and also just understanding, or the philosophy of self-esteem. Now, it was actually a coach of mine quite a few years ago now who put me onto this particular book, Dr. Jin Tempo. But it's a book by Nathaniel Brandon, and it really is a book on the psychology of self-esteem. You know, how do we gain true self-esteem? And it looks at all the different aspects of self-esteem, you know, when it relates to our workplace, our parenting, education, how are we, or how do we interact within our society? So all of these things are all part of, or lead, us to our own psychology and our own self-esteem. So yeah, the author is Nathaniel Brandon, and it's called The Six Pillars to Self-Esteem. So if you are wanting to do a little bit more research on that, then I definitely recommend that book. A lot of my key principles or teachings actually have, you know, some of them have stemmed from this book when it comes to self-esteem and addressing some of those issues. But yes, a lot of the time we do struggle, or when we come against objections or we come against constructive feedback, a lot of it does come down to our self-esteem, how we feel in ourselves, how we feel as far as worthiness is concerned. Are we worthy of this? Some people feel they're not worthy of that, and they don't deserve this or that, and a lot of that all stems back to self-esteem. So that's it today. Again, I like to keep this under 5 minutes. So that was a little bit of research there for you to do today. If you are finding that you aren't confident in things that you're wanting to achieve, whether that's weight loss, whether that's taking a new job, whether that's learning to speak confidently in front of your peers, whether it's taking up a new sport, all of that comes down to your own personal self-esteem, how you view yourself in your external world, and doing that internal work will actually help you build that confidence and make you worthy of what you are trying to achieve. So that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.